Dave Fleming, we sent you down to Houston recently on a very special reporting trip that brought you to an Astros game. Just give me an idea of what you saw there.
As someone who spent the last 30 years shadowing athletes and tagging along behind the scenes, I actually witnessed something inside Minute Maid Park that I've never seen before. The plan was to meet with this subject on the mezzanine level behind home plate of Minute Maid Park in Houston before the Astros were supposed to take the field.
And the subject you're meeting, what does he look like?
He's this little gray-haired furniture magnate, black worn-in cowboy boots with his Astros jersey tucked into his pants.
That look is a dangerous one. I feel like only a select few, only an elite cadre of humans can pull that off.
I would actually argue that it's only this guy who can pull it off. He has a sort of like physical presence that I would describe as lanky. And he's somebody who feels like it's like he's all teeth, he's all ears, and he's all charisma too. I figured this was going to be like any other assignment, right? We would meet up and chit-chat as we walked to our seats. And instead, when I got inside the stadium, the subject is literally swarmed like he was a pop star. And I couldn't get anywhere close to him because everybody else in the stadium wanted to be next to, take a picture with, ask questions, shake his hand. Everybody wanted a piece of Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac.
Has made a name for himself selling furniture.
I'm part capitalist and part social worker, and this is what I like to do.
I ended up taking so many pictures for people who wanted just to get close to Mac, to take a selfie. It felt like I was a full-time photographer. And just when I thought this scene couldn't get any more surreal or over the top, we walk in during the middle of the Astros game. We're walking down the steps, and literally the entire section of 122 stands up and applauds Mattress Mac.
If you're trying to figure out Mattress Mac's big claim to fame, it's hard to pick just one thing.
Mac and Gallery Furniture will now refund customers $10 million worth of mattresses.
Mattress Mac rolling out the red carpet by opening the store to flood victims after Hurricane Harvey.
Another big Super Bowl bet by Houston icon Mattress Mac. The largest sports bet ever. $5 million on the Bengals.
But the role that truly burrowed its way into the mind of every Houstonian doesn't really exist anymore in the internet era. Because Mattress Mac was and is a local television pitchman.
We'll beat their price, the same quality, and we will save you money.
For decades, that catchphrase was Mattress Mac's promise. And the weird guy who sold mattresses while he himself was squeezed into a mattress costume became an icon.
This offer won't last long. Gallery Furniture really will save you money.
And tonight, as his beloved Astros host Game 2 of the ALCS against the Yankees, with the World Series hanging in the balance, Mattress Mac's money is of unprecedented interest, which Dave Fleming discovered while standing right next to him at Minute Maid Park.
You realize that nobody in this building or on the field or across the sports landscape has as much riding on one team as this quirky, lanky, crazy character Mattress Mac has on the Houston Astros winning the World Series. And we're not just talking about one or two free mattresses here, Pablo. We're talking about $75 million.
Jesus Christ.
The largest sports payout, probably by a factor of four, in sports gambling history. It gets crazier, too, because the way that Mac has engineered this record-setting bet, everybody could end up winners. The Astros, all the fans, and almost everybody who needs furniture in Houston.
So today, we explain why the single biggest payout in recorded sports betting history might not be what it seems to be. A phenomenon befitting these Houston Astros, you might argue. and we figure out if Mattress Mack actually found a way to beat and furnish the house. I'm Pablo Torre. It's Thursday, October 20th. This is ESPN Daily.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
So, Flem, I do want to point out that this story kind of originated because we kept hearing about Mattress Mack, which is sort of the gift of Mattress Mack, I suppose, on some level. Like, these headlines just don't stop about this guy who has made all of these insane bets, these giant bets on giant sporting events, especially including the Houston Astros, his hometown team, his favorite team. And so when I asked my friends from Houston about Mattress Mack, it was remarkable how quickly they came to resemble the people that you described in that stadium. They all had vivid memories of him. They seemed to love him. They swore to me also that there is also just something bigger going on here. And you, on this assignment, you set out to understand exactly what that is.
There's really two very distinct perceptions of this guy that really makes this a fascinating dichotomy, because outside of Houston, we all see the million-dollar bets and the going to Las Vegas with a briefcase full of cash. But you realize after spending 5 minutes with him inside of Houston, he's famous and beloved for a completely different and probably way more impactful reason.
Right. He is a, first and foremost, he is a mattress mogul. How would you describe him and his element? How would you describe his element?
I'm going to be saying this a lot, right? But I've never seen anything like this. I arrive at Gallery Furniture north of Houston to interview him. And he's not with bodyguards or a handler or in his office or in his limousine or anything like that. He's at the front desk right as you walk in the door.
You know, I'm the hometown guy, and I've been here 40 years, and I'm at the front. I'm not behind a bank of people keeping me away from the customers.
He's eating an orange, and he's talking to a customer who had just had a lovely mahogany bedroom set delivered the day before and had some problems with their delivery.
You know, we're very real. I'm very upfront and hands-on with all these people. I have nothing to hide, so I'm there.
From the very beginning, I'm like, have I stepped into some kind of wonderland?
Well, describe the wonderland here, Flem, because Gallery Furniture is a local legend unto itself, apparently.
Oh my God, Pablo, honestly, you need to take a road trip. There was a very good chance that I would have gotten stuck inside Gallery Furniture showroom and never been heard from again, because the whole facility is like 120,000 square feet. So it goes on.
What?
It's like the Astrodome if they just put a bunch of living room sets inside the Astrodome. But Mack, because he's like this sort of like superhero icon, gambling guru, the furniture is literally mixed in with, there's like a 30-foot nutcracker statue. There's a tree from Africa that's 1,000 years old. There's a signed pair of socks from President George Bush. There's a set of stuffed raccoons playing poker. There's like signed posters of Chuck Norris.
Of course, the center of this Venn diagram is Chuck Norris.
This is Flem Nirvana, pretty much.
I was going to say, this kind of feels like what I imagine your brain looks like on the inside.
The whole facility is kind of a manifestation of why Mack is so special, right? Because on top of like Elvis's cape that he paid $400,000 for and all this other weird, you know, and again, some lovely furniture sets that you should check out if you're in North Houston and you need and you need furniture. But on top of that, it's a furniture showroom that also doubles as a community center, right? There's a nursery school on one end and there's a high school and a trade school on the other. So this
inside the store,
yes,
there are not one, but two actual schools.
Yes. And what I love is there are windows in the gallery so that you can, as you're shopping for a mattress or a Lazy Boy, you can also check out what the trade school is learning that day or what the kids are having for lunch at the preschool.
So for our purposes here, because I'm trying to wrap my brain around something that truly cannot be wrapped around, where does the backstory of Mattress Mack begin?
Well, that's a dangerous question because his backstory is very much, it's more Forrest Gump than Forrest Gump himself. We should point out, right, that even though pretty much all the Astros players, all the fans, all his customers, probably the Pope too, calls him Mattress Mack. His actual name is Jim McInvale, right? And he was born in Starkville, Mississippi. When he was 4 or 5, he moved to Dallas. His dad was an insurance agent, had an insurance company in Dallas.
My father was a giver even when he didn't have money to give. He died without a lot of money, but he died very happy. And my mother as well.
He was a standout high school football player, and he ended up at the University of Texas that won 30 games in a row in 1969-1970.
And I was a great football player, only had two small problems. Number one, I was too small. Number two, I was too slow. And the position I played was called the bench.
And he admits that, yeah, he didn't play that much, but the fact that he was on this legendary team, and that's like the 10th most interesting thing about Mack, is really sort of the perfect setup for the story.
But the thing that has given him the resources to make these enormous sports bets that drew us to him to begin with, it is the mattress. It is the furniture, right? How did he begin selling this stuff in the first place?
After failing at several different business ventures, he takes a job, a random job at a furniture store in Dallas and realizes, oh my God, I'm really good at selling furniture. And so legend has it that he took $5,000 and a red pickup truck and drove to Houston and just started selling furniture at the exact location that is now 120,000 square feet.
The front of the property was 5 abandoned model homes. So we just took furniture and stuck it in these homes, and we'd sell it. Many of the times we'd sell out of furniture on Saturday night, and I'd get in a U-Haul truck and drive to Dallas, meet my friend at his store, spend our days with receipts on more furniture, drive it back down here and sell it on Sunday.
He's selling out on Saturdays and he's taking half the receipts and driving back to Dallas, buying more furniture and driving back that same day and then selling out again on Sunday.
Did that a lot. It's called fear of failure. It's a great motivator.
Did Mattress Mack have like any special strategy? Did he have a competitive edge beyond that when it came to just moving this many mattresses?
Well, I mean, his superpower came very early on after he set up in Houston. He was doing great. He had found his niche. He was selling furniture. And then an oil bust happened in Texas that almost bankrupted Gallery Furniture. He's all in when he's selling furniture at the beginning. Then he goes all in when he's about to go bankrupt. He takes his last $10,000. He spends 5 on inventory. And then he spends the remaining 5 to shoot for a 3-hour shoot to tape a TV commercial.
And so how does it go with all he has left in his pockets now going into this TV commercial shoot?
He had a similar experience in front of the cameras most full-time writers do. You know, when the red light went on, he was just sort of stuttering and stammering and couldn't really get his lines out.
Gave me 3 hours to make a TV spot. And after about 3 hours, I hadn't made one because I was stuttering, stammering, nervous.
So he's down to his last 10 minutes, and he doesn't have a catchphrase. He doesn't really have a commercial he can use. He's basically wasted his last $5,000. And just out of desperation, he reaches into his back pocket. He pulls out the receipts from that day's furniture sales.
I pulled money in my back pocket and said, Gallery Furniture will save you money. And that's the way it was. It stuck.
And Gallery Furniture will save you money. and jumps up in the air. The producer goes, "That's it. That's the commercial. Cut. Pack it up. We're going home." But here's the thing. Those commercials have become iconic in Houston.
No, this is the thing that my Houston friends still quote. And I had no idea why they were saying, "We'll save you money," this often until I saw these commercials, yeah, finally on YouTube.
But at Gallery Furniture, we're going to beat any price any day of the week. So get your best price and then come out to 6006 North Freeway. We'll beat their price, the same quality, and we will save you money.
Call today, 694-5900.
People have grown up in Houston reciting this catchphrase and jumping up in the air just like Mac does and screaming, "Money!" just like he did.
Get the best sleep money can buy on a Sealy Posturepedic mattress. They're all on sale right now. Gallery saves you money.
And we will save you money.
Gallery Furniture really will save you money.
He basically has done this commercial, some version of this commercial, with basically every amazing B-list celebrity maybe on the planet. I mean, we're talking Joe Piscopo, Chuck Norris.
I saw a Clyde Drexler one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's one where he straps a mattress to a Ferrari. And Mac, to this day, you can't go 5 minutes being around Mac without somebody coming up to him and trying to show him how good they are at his catchphrase. And he loves that.
Where does the gambling part of this enter the equation? Because he's selling all of this furniture, all of these mattresses. How does he get so into sports betting?
Well, with a lot of things, you can blame it on Peyton Manning. Mattress Mac in the lead up to the Broncos and Seahawks Super Bowl in New York. What was that? 2014, I think.
Mm-hmm.
These two guys that worked for me were diehard Peyton Manning fans. So they convinced me there's no way the Broncos are going to lose. No way.
They say, no way our boy Peyton Manning loses. They're going to kill the Seahawks. And so Mac, without, I don't think, doing any research whatsoever, says, okay, let's do a promotion where if the Seahawks somehow manage to win, everybody gets their furniture for free.
Wait. So this is like all-in behavior to the extreme. He is just confident, based on the information provided by his employees, that this prediction is obviously correct. And so the Broncos beating the Seahawks are just going to lure in customers.
Yeah, I mean, Mac just pushes all of his chips into the center of the table with everything that he does. And this is the perfect example of that.
That was the damnedest promotion we ever had. On Saturday night at 7 o'clock, I'm on top of that desk screaming at the people that they got to go home. We have no more furniture. We sold every stick of furniture we had.
Oh,
it
gosh.
Was unbelievable. We had no furniture left. We had furniture in that warehouse where you walked. The whole aisles were packed with stuff that was sold to John Jones waiting to be delivered.
Yeah, that's incredible. It also seems incredibly irresponsible.
Well, it's kind of like Mac thought it was the greatest. You could tell, right? The sort of like the wrestling promoter in him was.
Oh, the rush, I can only imagine, of being the ringmaster, trying to, yeah, tame all of these customers who are demanding that they enter your store.
Well, that and that he's always sort of considered himself, you know, like a promoter. And he had realized just he had sort of like manifested out of thin air a way to sell all his furniture.
I tend to thrive on chaos. I get bored to death with stability. That's why I like the chaos of all these big bets.
He was so caught up in the high of that, that until the store emptied out, he thought he was a genius until he started adding up how much he might owe, and he kept that a secret.
We stayed up all night delivering furniture, all night, never done that before. And then Sunday, we were closed on Super Bowl Sunday. Never happened before. We had no inventory to sell.
Back at Super Bowl 48, time to get this game started, and everybody on their feet here in the stadium on a beautiful night. The kickoff will come from Seattle in white jerseys and Navy fans in line.
I was too nervous to watch the game. I was in that exercise room on the treadmill for like 3 hours, running on the treadmill.
There is an exercise room inside Gallery Furniture, and he just ran on the treadmill for the 3 hours when the Broncos and Seahawks were playing.
Yeah, I'm reminded again of fear of failure being a great motivator.
Yeah, and I think, you know, God knows how far he got. Probably had run a marathon at that point. And when he realized that those two Peyton Manning fans who had talked him into this whole mess had not come in to celebrate the Broncos Super Bowl championship, he knew he was screwed.
And I knew when none of the guys came in high-fived me that Denver was ahead, that we were in deep trouble.
And Kurtz makes the catch, spins out of one, spins out of two, 10, 5, touchdown, Seahawks! They are blowing the roof off this place, 35-0. They're bringing the trophy home. Your Seahawks, Super Bowl 48 champions.
And the minute the game ended, his phone rang and it was his wife. The first thing he said was, "Who won?"
I said, "Who won?" She said, "Seattle won, dummy. How much money we got?" I said, "We're out $9 million." So she wasn't a happy camper.
I was like, "Mac, if my wife had called, I would have fibbed a little or told a story and he would..."
Oh yeah, I'm definitely pretending I'm in a tunnel. I can't hear her at that point.
Exactly. Instead, Mac goes, "I just decided to treat it like a Band-Aid and just rip it off." And he was like, "I just came clean and said, $9 million.
At this point, this is where I surrender, right? Like, I am waving the white flag. I'm saying I have learned my lesson. I'm done here with these promotional offers. But that clearly is not the story of Mattress Mac.
Oh, no. This was the light bulb moment when the beginnings of his promotional masterpiece begin to take formation.
I have a high tolerance for risk.
Uh-huh.
Got that from my father. He had high tolerance for risk, and sometimes it worked out, sometimes it didn't. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
So in 2017, as the Astros are on their way to the World Series, he announces this promotion, which is basically, if you spend $3,000 or more on a mattress from Gallery Furniture Showroom for Mattress Mac and accept delivery within 24 hours, as per the rules of the contest, and our beloved Astros somehow manage to win the World Series, everybody gets their mattress for free.
But this is where you got to wonder where exactly the genius is in this masterpiece, Flam. Because, I mean, you probably remember how that season played out for the Astros.
Corey Seager, the batter, and a swing and a ground ball for Altuve out on the outfield grass. On to first, and the Houston Astros have claimed that city's first ever World Series championship. They are mobbing Charlie Morton out of the mound right now.
And so Mattress Mac, again, must have lost millions of dollars worth of free mattress refunds to all of his customers.
Oh, millions upon millions upon millions, right? You know, it seemed like half of Houston got a free mattress. But here's what Mac also did. Remember those giant Astros bets we talked about earlier?
Yes, the reason that we're doing this show in the first place.
Yes. The genius pro wrestling twist to this whole story is that 2017 also happened to be the first time that Mac put down his first ginormous multi-million dollar bet on the Astros. And the reason he did that was this promotion.
All right, the diabolical genius of Mattress Mac is finally starting to emerge here. So after the break, the math behind the madness.
When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
So, Flem, I just need to make sure that I have this right now, because you were just beginning to explain the giant bets that Mattress Mack loves making on his Houston Astros. These bets that might result this year in the largest payout in sports betting history. It actually started in 2017 in conjunction with this promotional offer in which Mattress Mack gives free mattresses away to all of his customers if the Astros win, which the Astros, again, did that same year, 2017, which would mean that Mack lost millions of dollars in those refunds, but also won millions of dollars on the bet that he personally made on that same team.
Yes, for people who say they're in gambling and sports, there's no such thing as a win-win. Well, the genius of Mattress Mack is he developed a way to actually create a win-win. He figured out he could get odds on the Astros.
Mm.
So let's just imagine a scenario where he puts $1 million down on the Astros at 10 to 1. He's covered for $10 million worth of free mattresses.
Yes.
And now you start to see it's a combination, right, of all the things he loves. He loves the Astros. He loves selling furniture. He loves promotion. He loves out-of-the-box thinking, and he loves to gamble.
And this gamble, which is called a futures bet for people who aren't gambling fluent, because it is made many months before the World Series is ever played, it gives him odds. It gives him that 10 to 1 multiplier effect you just described, which he pairs with the furniture promotion because he knows from the Peyton Manning experience that that is going to drive sales. And so just to be extra, extra clear here, again, the win-win is that if the Astros win, yes, he loses money on the free furniture, but he'll actually make even more cashing in his million-dollar bet. And if the Astros lose, he loses his big million-dollar bet, but he'll make even more cashing in on all the furniture sales that people now actually have to pay for.
Well, yeah, he's in a situation where instead of rooting against his customers, they can all root for the Astros together. And if the Astros win, everybody in Houston gets a free mattress, but Mattress Mack doesn't lose. He wins because his beloved team has just won him millions of dollars to cover all the free mattresses. And there's a couple of ands. And he says the promotional aspect, because people like you and I are talking about it and obsessed with Mattress Mack, is exponential. And then I also looked up on TurboTax and realized that if you itemize your gambling losses, those are also tax deductible. But what I realized by going down there and hanging out with Mack in his hometown, he's also easily one of the most generous and giving people in Texas, probably, if not the entire country. Because you remember when this whole bet originated and this whole hedge on the free furniture originated was in 2017, right after Hurricane Harvey had hit and decimated Houston.
And tonight, Greater Houston remains paralyzed, a region of 6.8 million people sheltering in place as the flooding disaster unfolds.
The monumental humanitarian disaster continues to unfold after Harvey, with some areas receiving over 51 inches of rain, a record in the continental U.S.
More than 30,000 people are now expected in shelters.
First responders and volunteers alike racing against rising floodwaters.
Sunday, I'm in the car getting ready to go to church, and I got out in my driveway, and there's like 2 or 3 feet of water. But I finally got through all the water, and I got on the main freeway, and I come over the first overpass, and the car's coming the wrong way on the freeway. And that's kind of when you know the shit hits the fan.
He sees that apocalyptic scene of all the cars coming in the opposite direction because the whole city, the whole region is flooded. And again, Mac has lived his life exactly the way he reacted to the hurricane. He didn't think about it. He didn't plan it. He just went all in and was like, oh, people need a place to live? I have 120,000 square feet full of beds. And so he just opened his doors to all the victims of the hurricane.
We told people to volunteer to come in and take these trucks and take them out and pick people up. They drove through the water and they picked them up on overpasses. They picked them up at convenience stores. They picked them up in the neighborhood, wading through the 5 foot of dirty water. And the people walked down from the feeder road way down there up to here, came in just drenched and slept a couple hundred people here two or three nights in a row. And we fed them and took care of them.
And it sounds like this is truly, like, genuinely, like, what this guy is like. I mean, this is now explaining why all of these people were giving him a standing ovation, why they could not stop stopping him, why they wanted to touch the cloth of Mattress Mack.
Exactly. It goes deeper than gambling. It goes deeper than sports. I should have realized watching this unfold that it had to be something really special. And it turns out, you know, the people stopping to greet Mac, some were thanking him for saving his family during Hurricane Harvey. Others were thanking him for his work during COVID when he gave out 25,000 survival kits to senior citizens. He again opened his showroom during the winter storm last year and the power outages. And just a couple months ago, when the Little League World Series team from Texas made it to Williamsport, Mac and the Astros combined to raise the money to get their family members all the way to the Little League World Series to watch their kids play.
And then there's the, you could argue, the charity of him giving away $10 million in free furniture, right? Which brings us back to the bet that he has made, the promotion that he has engineered for this season, which is unprecedented. It's the biggest one yet. Explain how it all came about.
I think if you understand the math behind Mac's genius, right, it starts with the whole futures aspect of betting on the Astros. And so at the beginning of the season, Mac was able to get at least 10-1 odds on the Astros. So in Mac's mind, when he puts $3 million down at the beginning of the baseball season, he's not thinking about the payoff. He's thinking, oh, I'm covered now to sell up to $30 million worth of mattresses.
Wait, so he has $3 million, he puts it down, those are great odds. Do you just set it and forget it, essentially? Like, how do you work this such that you maximize the way that this can pay out for you?
Yeah, I mean, this is Mattress Mack we're talking about, right? He never says no. So what he does is, the minute he sold $30 million worth of mattresses that he might have to give back, mattresses and furniture, I might add, he just went back to Vegas and put more money down. It's a perfect storm of, as the Astros got better, as people became more interested, as he sold more furniture, he just kept betting until we got to where we are right now.
As his wife, by the way, is presumably saying what to herself as she's watching her husband fly to Vegas cash in hand.
Well, his wife always says, you've got a gambling problem. And Mac's answer to that is, I've got a promotion problem. And after looking into it, they're both probably a little bit right.
So where are we now exactly? Where is the ledger standing in terms of how much Mattress Mack has put into this Astros bet and what he might get as a result?
Well, honestly, I mean, I don't know how long we've been taping for because Mac probably has dropped another $4 million on the Astros. But let me put it this way. The initial $3 million bet was Caesars, right? That's a $30 million payoff. That alone would be the largest payout in legal sports gambling history by a factor of three. Mm. The odds have gone down a little bit as the Astros have moved forward. And he's gotten...
Yeah, they're really good now. Yes.
Yeah, he's gotten them at 8-1. He's gotten them at 4-1. They're probably closer to 3-1 now. And so it's a mixed pool of the odds that he's gotten. But essentially, he's at $10 million down on the Astros to win the World Series for a payout that's now north of $70 million. That's a lot of freaking mattresses, Bob.
It is actually so many mattresses that I am surprised that sportsbooks are letting him bet this much money, now up to at least $10 million on the Astros, as you just said, because this all feels like the kind of thing that the house just tends to be suspicious of, right? I mean, the house typically has no problem turning away people who have their own angle.
Well, the only people grumbling even a little bit about the whole Mattress Mack phenomena are the sort of typical sports bettors who are almost always limited by sportsbooks about the amount of money they can bet. And they're a little bit perturbed the fact that Mack gets to bet millions upon millions. But the reason they let him do it is he's terrible at it. Mack actually had an epically bad string just recently, right? Where he lost $13 million on the Bengals, on Alabama, on the Patriots. I mean, basically anybody he put money on down last year lost.
But again, even if he loses those $13 million, these bets all come with that spike in the furniture sales. So when he tells people, look, if the Bengals win the Super Bowl, you'll get your furniture for free, we'll save you money, he doesn't actually lose. He actually profits.
Oh, exactly, right? That's the secret, maybe. I don't want to spoil for everybody, but Mattress Mack is making more money when he loses than he is when the Astros win.
So if the guy who stands to win the most money that's ever been paid out on a single sports bet ever by a factor of three or four, if that guy actually loses that bet, it's possible that he actually wins more money.
Oh, it's not possible. It's certain, right? That's the genius of this whole thing. We know that he's bet $10 million on the Astros, but we also know that he's probably sold three times that in furniture. So he might lose that $10 million. He makes all that money on the furniture he sold.
Yeah, I can't believe that Mattress Mack has figured out a way to beat the house. But I guess, is he now actually rooting for the Astros to lose then?
No way. He is a diehard Astros fan, a diehard Houston fan. This guy is so intertwined with the actual team and the community that when the Astros won in 2017, they brought him along to the White House. So I honestly, after spending time with Mack, this is a guy who would rather lose his entire fortune and see the Astros win.
It's a business transaction, but at the same time, I'm on the customer side and I'm a huge Astros fan. So I'm fully invested in the Astros winning. And, you know, God knows we hope they go to the World Series and see what happens from there.
Having spent all of this time with him, as he just said, how do you think of Mattress Mack? How would you describe what he really is?
I kind of want to drive to Houston and get a mattress. I mean, I want in on this whole just sort of beautiful situation that's unfolding in Houston. And everything that has to do with Mattress Mack is larger than life. And I literally have never seen someone with this much riding on a bet where people are actually rooting for him to win.
That's one thing I like about sports. It brings people together. Uh-huh. You know, down at the Astros game, all races, colors, creeds, it doesn't matter. We're all cheering for the Houston Astros, and it's very unifying.
But the biggest thing that you take away from Mattress Mack is, and this is what makes this story so unique as it unfolds throughout the postseason, we've uncovered a situation that is so rare in sports where there are no losers. Nobody loses, right? It's usually every story we do, there's a winner and a loser. Not with Mattress Mack. Everybody wins.
I guess unless the Astros lose and you're not Mattress Mack, but one of his customers, and suddenly you have, in fact, paid for this mattress.
Well, in the end, right, the worst thing that could happen is that thousands upon thousands of Astros fans get a really nice night's sleep.
Dave Fleming, thank you for being the pitch man that ESPN Daily deserves.
Really, the only payment I need, Pablo, let's do it together, right? Gallery Furniture.
We'll save you money!
All I'm Pablo Torre. This has been ESPN Daily, which is not responsible for any mattresses you may win or lose. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.